Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Hey, Austin. I heard a little story. I didn't hear all the details about it, that you got a little competitive at our boss Marcy's birthday party.
Okay, I don't know how you heard this story or who told you, but I was hoping that this would stay amongst the folks at the party.
Okay. But I heard that you got so competitive to the point where you...
Right.
No, I'm not joking.
What?
Like, to the point that you were, embarrassing yourself or something, right?
Well, looking back, could I have toned it down a little bit? Maybe.
Okay.
Probably. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So our boss Marcy had a little birthday party, and I tended to get a little competitive.
Okay.
And it was at her brother's pool, and had he has an outdoor basketball or a pool basketball.
Okay.
So Marcy's nephew, 11-year-old Christian.
Our boss Marcy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Loves the show. Big fan of ours.
Aww,
I know,
that's
he's
so
great kid.
Sweet.
Great kid. I had a lot of fun with him. He comes up to me, he's like, "Hey, do you wanna play horse?" So I said, "Okay, sure." Yeah. So we get in the pool. It's like there's like five of us playing horse. It was Christian, myself, and then four other coworkers.
What?
Melissa.
What did you do?
It gets down to Christian and I. We're the last two left.
How old is Christian?
Christian's 11.
Oh, okay.
you would think, oh, you're going to let the 11-year-old win, right?
You should.
Sure, naturally. Not I, Melissa.
You didn't let Christian win?
Melissa, you put a ball in my hands and I'm going to dominate. Okay?
Oh, my
I'm going to go all out. So Christian, God love him. You know, he's short.
Well, he's 11.
Right. He's missing like layups. You know, he's missing like easy shots. He's like, "All right, shoot left-handed." I'm like, "Buddy, you won't even make that right-handed."
Wow. You are so competitive. Oh my gosh.
I take every single one of my shots from beyond 3-point range. Like I'm shooting it from the out, like from the edge of the pool.
And you're making him this 11-year-old try to do these shots?
Yes. And as soon as I would make it, I'm like, there's not a chance he would make it. And sure enough, he did not. And I just beat him.
I ended up winning. Did he cry?
No, he didn't cry, luckily. I think just because he likes the show so much.
Holy cow.
But if he didn't. Yeah, he probably would have.
I knew you were competitive, but I don't think I knew you were that competitive.
Look, I'm just saying, like, it's like I want to win. You know, if he's standing in my way, if he's 11 years old, yeah, I'm going to, if we were playing football, I probably would have stiff-armed him into the ground.
He's going to never forget that.
Probably not.
Okay, Austin, so what's the backstory on this competitive nature that you have? Because, you know, you did beat our boss's nephew, who's 11, in a game of, what, you guys were playing horse, basketball?
We were playing a little pool basketball, horse. He's 11, and I'm not, and I beat him pretty badly, I should say. And
make him cry? Is that what you did?
Just because he loves the show so much and he loves you and I a lot, I feel like he did not cry. He was almost like probably like an honor to him.
Okay.
To like get beat by me. He didn't. And look, and there is, I did, like we were talking about it over the break, there is a backstory to my competitiveness against children.
Okay, what could that be?
But however, I feel like we got a great text. Kyle, read the text. We got a great text kind of defending me a little bit.
This one comes from Cassie in Northwest Indiana. You know what? She says, Austin, you shouldn't feel bad at all. You can't always let them, kids, mm-hmm. win. Then they'll always expect it.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, well, I think that's a great point.
I think that's nice. But when it comes to other people's kids, you could probably
let them win. It's a participation trophy culture, and I'm not giving any participation trophies. All right, you have to earn your trophies around me. Okay? How about that?
So what's the backstory?
So I was thinking, I was like, yeah, where does this come from? Where is this innate, like, deep in, with inside of me? Where does my just fuel for, you know, my hunger for
winning,
beating kids in games and sports come from? And I think it comes from my father. Now, look, I love my father. He's my best friend. He's the best man in my wedding. He's literally the greatest guy I know. And however, I guess he was not always that way. Like when I was a child, I was 5 or 6 years old. My sister was 7. He would play board games with us. Uh-huh. A lot of times, like either Monopoly or the Game of Life.
Right.
One day, my mom came home. And she caught him cheating. And not necessarily cheating, just explaining the rules in a way to where he benefited in the game. So he would be like, you guys owe me this amount of money for things that we did not owe money for. Or
so he was lying to you in order to get money so he could win Monopoly?
Yeah. Yeah, Monopoly.
When you were 5?
Yeah.
Okay.
So do you think that might be where this stems from inside of me?
I do think. I think it's not like because it's cause and effect. I think it's in your DNA.
Like father, like son.
Exactly.
Right? Okay.
It's something's wrong.
I'm not alone.
You're just a little twisted on that one.
Look, Dad.
So is your dad.
I love your dad. Right?
What was he doing? I just can't lose.
You want to play Monopoly? Melissa?
Austin.
You want to play One's Gotta Go?
Let's play.
All right.
Let's do this.
Get your text messages in to 44995.
Yeah, if you have any good suggestions.
Right now at 4 One's Got to Go.
And we've got Ben.
Ben in Portage.
Yeah, from my hometown of Portage.
Oh my gosh. Ben in Portage, how are you today?
Doing well. How are you?
Good.
Doing great. Hey, Ben, I got a question. Is the statue of Melissa still up in the town square of Portage?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's never coming down.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's nice.
I heard it gets shined every day.
It gets shined up and polished?
Yeah,
Sweet. They
polish it up every single day.
That's amazing.
As they should, honestly.
I feel so honored.
Ben, you ready to play some One's Gotta Go?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let's do this.
All right, Kyle, what we got for him?
All right, first question. We're officially into September. Let's start thinking fall-type things. We got a lot of fall submissions on the text line. So, Ben, One's Gotta Go. Pumpkin lattes or pumpkin donuts?
Whoa. Ooh.
Pumpkin lattes gotta go for sure. They're overrated.
Whoa, okay.
Really?
Wow.
Do you drink coffee at all or just you just don't like the pumpkin part?
Yeah, I drink coffee, but I prefer it just black.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
But you can get down with a pumpkin donut.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, very nice. I don't know. I think I agree. I mean, I think I'd rather have more something pumpkin of substance than liquid.
Oh.
So I'm going to agree with you that the pumpkin latte's got to go, and I'm eating the donut.
Okay, so apparently Portage hates pumpkin spice lattes. I'm actually going to say the donut's got to go.
What?
Give me the PSL all day, every day.
Oh, gosh.
I live for them. And this
really?
Year, they're 50 cents more. I don't know if you heard about that. They went from $5.45 to $5.95.
Oh,
so.
More of a reason to get rid of it. Okay,
so
anyway.
I'm be cutting into my daughter's college fund.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Ben, do you like football by chance?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
oh,
perfect.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
One's got to go. College football or NFL pro football? What do you got, Ben?
Oh, that's a tough one. I would have to say pro football's got to go. College football is just way too fun to watch.
And it's true.
Is it because it's just they're more emotional? And because they're more mentally
there's more pageantry,
in the game?
More the
passion.
Atmosphere. Yeah, the bands, the tradition.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, absolutely. There's not multi-millions of dollars involved in it.
Well, there is, but yeah, but no, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, not like the NFL.
I'm with Ben on this one.
Really?
Pro football's got to go. I love pro football, don't get me wrong, but college football, there's something about it, you know? It's Mizzou Tigers take the field tonight. What's up, Kyle?
Kyle,
you
going to
be watching?
No, because I'm waiting for Friday night when the University of Illinois takes
on. And it's these rivalries that plays into why college football is great.
Ben, do you see what I have to deal with?
Yeah. Well, it's Ohio State Buckeye Nation over here.
All right, so one more for you today, Ben. Wow. It's going to be a tough one. Your Ohio State Buckeyes or the band Parmalee?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that is a good one. You know, I got to rock with the college football. Kicks off tonight, and I'm a diehard Buckeye fan, so let's go Bucks.
Oh, my gosh.
So you're saying Parmalee's got to go?
He's
I just said Ohio State's got to stay.
he's not saying Parmalee's got to go. He's just saying Ohio State's got to stay. He's saying, hey, I'm going the Ohio State, and Parmalee, I'm going to show you the door. It's basically what he's saying. But that's awkward. Because
I don't know what to tell you, Ben.
Yeah, Ben. Oh, geez.
Because we've got Parmalee.
I don't think he knew. I don't think he knew. Otherwise, I don't think he would have said that. Parmalee is literally right here.
Sometimes I feel like Facebook is great, and then other times I feel like Facebook is the devil. All right, so we got an email from Charlie in Arlington Heights. Charlie, what happened? You're single, and you started talking to, was it an old friend or somebody from high school on Facebook? And what happened?
Yeah, no, it was my ex. It was my ex from high school.
Oh, an ex. And, okay.
You know, we've been Facebook friends for years, but we maybe only messaged like the happy birthday stuff on the wall.
Uh-huh.
She hit me up a couple weeks ago and completely out of the blue. And, you know, it was just friendly small talk. And eventually it started to progress. You could tell there was flirting going on. She brought up possibly meeting up for a drink, you know, just a little catch up. We make a plan for this weekend to get drinks. And the other night I was up late and I said, you know, I'm just going to take a look at some of her recent photos. And I swear to God, she's married. I mean, it's pretty obvious. There was a wedding, and there's still pictures of this dude. I think she's still married to him.
Oh, my gosh. So, like, are the most recent photos pretty recent, or could there have been maybe, like, a divorce or a breakup at some point since, like, her, like, last, like, photos of, like, the most telling photos?
I'd say the most telling ones are a year ago, and I guess a divorce can happen in that time. I don't have a lot of divorce experience, but it's just, to me, it's like, why does that photo still exist on your Facebook?
Yeah, right, right. Mm. Oh, man. Well,
yeah,
and it's awkward, too, because it's like, it's not like you can, like, ask her just like, hey, are you married? Like, right now. Or,
because
actually,
you don't want to assume, like, she got in touch with him to, you know, start something up. Maybe she just was trying to be friendly.
Maybe you can, though. Maybe you can bring it up.
How would he do that?
Like, very kind of just casually kind of, you know, spark up conversation with her again. And this can all be done online if you want. Oh, hey, you know, I was looking through your photos, you know, and I noticed that you were married. And you guys are meeting up, right? Like, is it official? You guys have something in the books?
Saturday.
Okay, so so there you go. So if she's meeting up with him, it'd be awkward if she is still married. And, you know, like, I think it's only his right, like, to be like, hey, you know, I noticed.
Yeah. But gosh, it's like, do you ask or do you just go? Do you just go and then find out?
And ask in person?
Yeah.
Well, but
and
then
start saying, you know.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Charlie, but like if she is married, like you don't even want to go, right? Like you don't want to be a guy who could
like
break up a
in
potential
the middle
marriage.
Of, yeah. Something like that.
I mean, only so much in the fact that we've already been flirting. Like, I feel like we've set the tone.
Oh.
So it feels like, you know, I thought it was game on a little bit, you know, not that I expected something to happen, but, you know, definitely the vibe has been, you know, game on.
I don't know. I guess Austin's right. I mean, I think you need to find out before you go.
I think you got to find out before.
Right?
Somehow, like, bring it up and just look, if you bring it up, like, hey, I was going through your photos. Like, were you previously married? Like, that, I think, is a casual way of asking. And it kind of shows that, you know, you were thinking about her.
Okay.
Do a little bit of digging. And then what you got to do, Charlie, is keep us posted. Because now I'm just as curious as you are. I am so locked into this.
I'm like, yeah, what's she up to?
Right?
You know?
I mean, I would never hope for anyone to separate from their spouse. But for your sake,
I hope she's separated from her spouse. All right, Charlie. Well, good luck with that. Definitely find out before you head out. Thanks, Charlie.
We're talking about people who try and start relationships while they're still in one, as in being married and or going through a divorce. We got Alexis and Huntley on the line.
I'm super curious. Did you have a hot Rob? Did you have somebody who was married reach out to you?
I actually was dating a guy who had a kid, and I knew that he was recently married. And months into dating, he just decided to finally tell me that he was still married to his ex, but they were separated, and she was pregnant with, like, another man that she was with.
Oh, my God.
But they never got the final divorce.
Wait, months into dating?
You didn't even know?
Yeah, he didn't think it was that big of a deal because they had been separated for years. They just couldn't afford a divorce at the time, so they never got one.
Oh, my God.
So did you end up breaking up with him?
Not over it, no. And then, like, after we broke up, they still haven't, like, got back together or anything like that. I'm sure they have got the divorce since then, but at the time being, no, they didn't even have one.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Just little minor detail that you probably should have at least been able to know about.
Yeah, that's not like a, like, oh, by the way.
To him, it wasn't a big deal because she was, like, already having a kid with somebody else and, like, committed to somebody else. But to me, that was just so strange.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, like you said, not that they're going to get back together, but it's still a detail that you should know about.
Right.
On paper, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh, absolutely. You know, when I was in college, I spent a night in jail, by the way. No, it's like. No, it's like if you're like, oh, by the way, I'm also still married right now. So just to let you know.
It was very messed up.
Alexis, how did you react when he told you?
I was really shocked. I was like, this is so strange. Like, why haven't you took care of this? It's been years. Like, they had been separated like almost 3 years.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And I guess he was waiting for her.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Of course. Is that like probably the first thing you ask now is like, are you married?
Yeah, right. Right.
For real.
It's like, what's your name? Oh, can I get your phone number? And, also, are you married?
You guys have a good day.
You too, Alexis. Thanks so much for calling.
Have a good day.
Maureen and Gurney.
Have you dated a guy or met some man and then found out he was married?
Well, so the current situation, because there's two, the current situation is, somebody from my past reached out to me and we just were catching up also via Facebook. And then he was like, hey, let's get together. And I was like, aren't you married? And he said, oh, we're actually in the process of a divorce.
Okay.
Yeah, but in the process of is not an actual divorce, you know?
Yeah.
Right. You do have to come straight out and ask. And I know that lesson exactly, Austin, because I did start dating somebody years ago when I was first single. And he's like, yeah, we're in the process of divorce. Well, 6 months in, turns out he's not.
Oh, he completely lied?
He wasn't through the process?
Yeah, he completely lied.
Oh, my gosh.
How did you finally find out?
You know, he was doing his quiet little, his texting where he'd walk away or whatever, or, you know, kind of hiding his phone. And I just finally, when he was, in the shower one day, picked up his phone, and sure enough, there's all these messages with his wife of, I love you and I miss you. And
oh, my
so,
God.
Yeah.
My gosh. How long did you date that guy before you found out?
It was like 6 months.
Wow. Yeah. Holy cow. Like that's crazy.
No, he was showing me like, oh, I'd like this wedding or this engagement ring for you. This,
what?
That, the other thing. Yes.
He was talking engagement with you while he was married.
God. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. That's insanity.
Well, Maureen, thank you so much for calling and sharing. We definitely do appreciate it.
All right. You guys have a great day.
Okay,
right.
You too.
So I guess what I learned through this is maybe try not to start a relationship with another woman right now for myself.
Yeah, not if you're married. Probably wait.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait until after the divorce, right? Not even for the start of the process. It's like kind of like in football when you got to complete the process of the catch. You got to complete the process of the divorce for it to be fully legal.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Melissa.
Yeah.
Just the other day, I had a little daddy-daughter date.
I love that. I think it's time. So sweet.
Yeah.
You know, just having a little daddy-daughter time.
Yeah. And it was nice. So my wife and I are going out of town this weekend.
Mm-hmm. For the holiday.
Yes. Well, actually, they're already out of town. Her and Kennedy, they left yesterday.
Okay.
They started their trip a little bit earlier. Must be nice. Yeah. Some of us have to work. You know, bring home the bacon. But then I'll be joining them this weekend.
Okay, that's nice.
So since I'm going to be, a few days without her, I was like, I'm going to take her and... we'll do like a nice little dinner happy hour thing.
Sure. Taking your daughter to happy hour.
Yeah, she did not drink.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I was the one who partook in the happy hour.
Oh, okay.
She was happy. I did the happy hour. So she, we go and it's fun and, I'm like trying to like keep her attention and keep her,
play.
And she's a very chill baby. She's a great baby, great daughter. We were truly blessed. And then, midway through, my food comes, and I'm eating, and she's just sitting there watching me eat. And then I realize, I forgot to bring, food, snacks for her.
You didn't bring her anything to eat?
I didn't bring her anything to eat. No teething crackers, nothing.
Oh.
Because I realized this, because normally about this time in the dinner, that's when... Meredith, my wife, is like, oh, hey, grab her crackers out of her bag.
Is she still using bottles at all?
Yes, she's still using bottles. I did feed her right before we went on our long walk.
Oh, okay.
So she was full.
Satisfied.
Yeah, but I'm sure there was probably a point where, and the main reason I picked up on this fact was I looked over at her and she's trying to eat her foot.
What?
Literally just whole I do every day on the radio, foot in mouth.
Oh no.
She just nom nom gnawing on those big toes.
God, babies are so flexible.
Right. This little piggy went to the market, this one stayed home. No, all her little piggies were going in her mouth.
Oh my gosh.
She went nom 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 all the way home. It was, and I was just like, oh, maybe I should. You know what? Check, please. Let's wrap this up and let's get home and maybe get you a few snacks or whatever before nap time.
She's I need something to gnaw on because I'm teething, Dad.
Yeah, she's like, hey, Dad,
cute.
Does this give you a hint? Literally gnawing on my foot right now.
But I think it's sweet that you tried.
I tried, Dad, right? It's the thought that counts, right?
Of course it is.
US 99 and the Chicago Daily Beats with Melissa and Austin.
Austin, you just mentioned that you are going to be traveling this weekend, like a lot of people going out of town for the extended holiday because it's Labor Day on Monday.
I don't know. Is my flight going to get canceled?
Oh my gosh, I certainly hope not. I guess that would be weather dependent. However, officials are saying that they expect a nearly 50% increase in travelers at Midway. And about 10-ish% of an increase at O'Hare. And why the discrepancy between the two airports, I don't know, but this is what's being reported from NBC. But 1.6 million travelers are expected just to go through both Midway and O'Hare over this weekend.
Oh, good.
it's great. A lot of people. And you know what's amazing and interesting to me is some of the flights are so expensive.
I know. And they're
so
only going
expensive.
Up.
And they're yes, they're a fortune. But people are trying to do like one last trip before the weather changes. And of course, it's a long holiday weekend. So they're taking advantage of having the extra day off. But, you know, it's a lot. And it's going to be busy. So expect some lines potentially at the checkpoints, you know, when you're going through your check bags. So it could be a little testy if you're trying to get through all that.
Well, I've got some good news, Melissa.
Uh-huh.
Especially when it comes to the sports world here in the city of Chicago.
Okay.
Because last night the Cubs beat the Blue Jays 7-5.
All right, Cubs.
Not only that, but the Sox beat the Royals.
Well, all right.
4-2. And your Chicago Sky, your defending champion, Chicago Sky, they evened the series last night 1-1. They beat the Connecticut Sun 85-77.
Okay.
In the WNBA semifinals.
So we had a good all-around day yesterday with great, Chicago sports.
Great day all around.
Nice. And it's a great day to be alive.
I know the sun's still. Ben in Fox Lake.
What's your great news?
So I've lost about 20 pounds. I've hit my goal.
Ben.
Nice.
Okay. I see you, dude.
Great.
How did you do that?
So I've been walking. I'm training for a 22-kilometer ruck march.
Wait, what is that?
So I'm a veteran.
Oh,
okay.
Very nice.
First of all, thank you for everything that you've done for our country.
Yes, thank you. So I'm training for a 22-kilometer ruck march to raise awareness for veteran suicide prevention.
Okay. Are you calling it a ruck march?
Yes, ruck, R-U-C-K.
What is a ruck march?
So a ruck is basically a rucksack. It's like kind of like a backpack that the military wears.
Okay.
And so we walk with a 22-pound rucksack.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's to signify the 22 veterans who commit suicide every day.
Okay.
Oh my
wow.
goodness. Wow. Holy smokes.
That is tough. And it's like, it's literally every step you're reminded.
Yes, exactly. And so the Lake County Veterans and Family Services Foundation in Grays Lake, Illinois is hosting the event on September 17th.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so we're going to walk 22 kilometers, which is almost 14 miles.
Wow. So how's training going? Are you like, are you just exhausted?
Kinda, but I'm not getting any younger.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what we all say because we're all feeling it.
Yes. But yeah, so that's what I've been doing.
So you were trying to lose weight while training?
Yes.
And then how much were you trying to lose total?
25 pounds.
Okay, so you're close. You were super close.
I'm close.
You may even hit that by the time it comes up.
I hope so.
Yeah, and this is all just by walking, carrying that weight on your back in the backpack.
Yes, I walk about 6 miles a day.
Wow.
Man.
Did you change your eating habits at all?
Kind of. I've been eating more vegetables.
Okay.
Which my wife likes.
No, I like to hear that. Someone who met their weight goal without, you know,
that's exactly
totally changing
what
their
I was
eating
thinking
habits.
Too. I'm like, okay, he did it without changing
Melissa
the food.
Because Melissa and I are like, we've been like both like trying to slim down a little bit, but like neither one of us are willing to give up the poor
food.
Things that we eat.
Right, because
so.
We love the food.
So really all we got to do is do a ruck march, a 22-kilometer
exactly.
ruck march.
Okay. And walk 6 miles every single
okay.
day.
All right, that doesn't seem too bad.
Yeah, right.
Gosh. Oh,
no,
my gosh.
Honestly, Ben, what a wonderful thing you're doing.
Yeah.
And the commitment that you've done towards this. And we're really just very happy for you. That is great news. And I hope that the fundraising and the event goes really, really well.
Yeah. Call us and let us know after it goes down. Let us know how it went. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And I know the Lake County Veterans and Family Services, they have a fundraising page.
Uh-huh.
And everybody that's participating is also fundraising.
Okay.
To meet the goal, I think, of $75,000.
Well, I think it's great what you're doing. Keep doing it. Basically, anytime somebody goes out of their way to raise money for such a great cause is always much appreciated. And we love that you benefited from losing some weight while also helping a great charity.
Well, thank you very much.
I'd say this. Our producer, Kyle, is glad that I exist.
Really?
So Kyle, over the weekend, was at a bachelor party. All right?
Like his 10th one.
Yes, right. That's why he was off on Friday.
It's crazy.
You're honestly what my mom has been this whole week. Are you still going on those? I'm like, unfortunately.
Yeah. No, Kyle, yes. So I'm actually surprised Kyle's even in work today. He didn't take the day off or something. So Kyle, yeah, so he's at this bachelor party. Uh-huh. And over the weekend, I get a text message from him, which honestly kind of surprised me. Because I'm thinking, like, look, it's the weekend. You know, we communicate a little bit over the weekends. But, like, we usually all, like, kind of go our separate ways. And then we reconvene, like, Sunday night. Usually.
Right.
This is a Saturday night. He texts me. And, Kyle, what was it exactly that you texted me?
Well, just real quick, the reason I texted you was because we had some downtime. We'd been, you know, we went golfing, went to brewery tours.
Yeah.
It was the day before we went to a Cubs Brewers game. A lot of drinks were involved, and we were at an arcade bar, and I was just on my phone for a second. I saw
so
the.
It was a drunk text?
Yes.
I don't think he stopped drinking over the weekend.
No.
I think he stopped Sunday morning.
Yeah.
He only stopped to sleep.
Okay.
So,
all right,
so I saw one of his tweets, and I'm like, yeah, I want to text him. So I wrote, and I said, bud, I'm struggling.
Yes. And then I texted something back, like, okay. I was like, LOL, how so?
And this is word for word what I texted him.
Okay, what is it?
LOLOL, just with, by the way, just is spelled wrong. I spelled it JUTS, kidding.
Okay.
But remember when you said, I love you, dude. Honestly, bud, that meant a lot to me. I love you too, bud. And Melissa. I don't know why I do that. Yeah, I get that. Use guys. I put that with a Z, too. I don't know why. Are the highlight of each morning.
Aww.
Couldn't imagine ever not loving you guys. Again, with
guys.
PS.
Yeah.
Thanks for everything's.
Everything. Oh my God,
Egg Harbor is dope.
Which that's the part that got me. But
there is a better way that I ended it.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
What? Wait, what is that?
Don't tell Melissa.
Don't tell me what?
That whole text.
Which is right when he said that, I was like, what? Okay, then we definitely have to tell Melissa.
Exactly.
And we should do it on the air. But yeah, no. So last week on the air, Melissa, while you were gone, I at one point randomly during a segment, I was like, he made a great joke, and I was like, ah, I love you. He made a great pun, and I was like,
that's
I love
that
you.
Came from.
And our boss Marcy brought it up. She was like, oh, that's so sweet. You know, great moment on air. And I think that really sat with Kyle.
Yeah. Well, clearly it did.
To the point where he's thinking about it when he's drunk on a weekend with a bunch of dudes.
I was having a good time. I was so happy.
You should have been having a good time with all your friends.
I was, but I saw Austin's tweet. I was like, hey, you know what?
Oh my
I'm going to text Austin. I was just so happy. I do love you guys. Even
guys,
with a Z.
With a Z.
I love it. He's like, I'm not struggling.
Oh my gosh.
And then he goes, just kidding. But he spells just wrong. Like, okay, that right there tells
wrong.
Me.
But you know what, Kyle? We love you too.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks,
yeah,
guys.
You and all your vacation days. Melissa.
Austin.
It's 8:35-ish.
That's right.
Means it's time for the 5 at 8:35. And today we got Katie in Tinley Park going up against Nick in Plainfield.
Katie.
Nick, say hello to Katie.
Hello. Hi, Nick.
All right.
Well, there we go.
Very, very talkative bunch this morning. I can tell already.
I love this.
Let's get to some country trivia.
We've got five country questions. The most important part is your name is your buzzer, okay?
All right.
And you two will be going up for a chance to win tickets to see Luke Bryan at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater on September 10th. The winner will be going to that show. The loser will probably be staying at home crying and thinking about why they didn't get more questions right. You guys ready to play?
Yes.
I'm ready.
That said, let's play. Question number one. Who brought the song Fancy to the number 8 spot on the Billboard Country Charts in 1991?
Katie. Reba McEntire.
Is it Reba McEntire? It is Reba McEntire. Katie's on the board, 1-0.
All right. Nice job, Katie. Here is question number two. What artist who played this past year's Rib Fest sings the song Give Heaven Some Hell?
Nick.
Katie.
Ooh, Nick.
Nick, just barely.
Hardy.
Is it Hardy? Nick ties it up.
Okay, 1-1.
All right. Question number three. What country artist headlined the Poets and Pirates Tour in 2008, the Trip Around the Sun Tour in 2018, and this year's Here and Now Tour, which took him to Soldier Field earlier this summer?
Katie.
Haiti.
Kenny Chesney.
Is it Kenny? It is Kenny.
Okay. Boy, you guys really do know your country trivia.
Right. Katie's leads 2-1.
All right. Country music artists Kix Brooks and Ronnie Dunn make up what country music duo?
Katie.
Katie.
Brooks and Dunn.
Is it Brooks and Dunn? I'd say this game is Brooks and Dunn because, Katie, you are our 5 at 8:35 champion. You're going to see Luke Bryan at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater.
All right.
Ah, congratulations, Katie. You really do know your country trivia. Nick, yeah. You did do a good job. I could tell you knew the answers,
yes.
Just not quite fast
Thank
enough.
You.
Yeah.
Good job, Katie.
Thank you.
That's good. Good sportsmanship. And don't worry, Nick. You can always call and try to win these Luke Bryan tickets with the 5 at 8:35 tomorrow, okay?
Perfect.
You know who loves freedom? You know who loves freedom?
Who?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
I'll say.
Oh.
Leo has a type, that's for sure. And by type, I mean an age.
And supermodel.
Well, yes, and yeah.
They're always supermodels.
Supermodels and super young.
Yeah, and so he literally just broke up with Camila Morrone. And she is 25.
Uh-huh.
She turned 25 on June 16th.
Yeah.
And he just broke up with her. So the history with Leonardo is that he has never dated a woman over the age of 25.
Yeah, there's been like literally someone put out a study the other day, like a graph. The relationships he's been in. And every time they're either right when they turn 25 or they're about to turn 25, he's like, hey, babe.
Yeah.
This ain't working out.
You're out of here. So a story also just came out. And so this is from a source, but I don't always believe that, but this one I believe. It said, if Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriends get too old or too close, he breaks up with them.
Ooh.
So if they get to the point where they start getting like, I want more from you, I want this, you know, they want to have a deeper relationship, they maybe want some sort of serious commitment, he's like, you're out.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
You're saying he may love a girl, but when she turns a certain age, his heart will not go on?
Okay.
Wow, Kyle, that was actually pretty good.
Was it though? All right, you don't have to.
Mad because you had a heart will go on joke in your back pocket
that
you wanted to use.
I did. But you know what? Look, Titanic, a lot of times people claim to be, you know, one of his better movies. No, to me, I love a different Leonardo DiCaprio movie.
Oh, really? Which one?
One that flies under the radar.
Which one's that?
It's The Beach. Did you ever see it? The Beach with Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah, I think I saw it a long time ago.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite Leonardo DiCaprio movies.
What's his line
from
that?
Not critically reviewed well.
Does he have a famous line?
Yeah, he does. Yeah. In fact, you probably have heard him. Yeah,
what is it?
Hey, I'm on the beach.
Wait, that sounds incredibly like Kyle, our producer.
I feel like that sounds a lot like Leo when he was on the beach.
I think that's when people call in, people think Kyle, like, they think he sounds like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Right, because you look a little bit like him.
I think Kyle sounds like Leonardo DiCaprio, not Leo sounds, because this is the beach.
Hey, I'm on the beach.
Hey, I'm on the beach.
Hey, I love that movie. The dialogue in that movie is just phenomenal.
God, who wrote that?
I think it won an Oscar for screenplay.
For that exact line.
Hey, I'm on the beach. I mean, what else do you say when you're on the beach? Am I right? I get it.
I guess you need to let people know that you're...
Hey, I'm on the beach.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.